now.
This is Free Talk Live. We are launching into hour number two of the program. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL, CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
Hey, Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com, right into your phone calls. Chad is on the line in Louisiana. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Chad.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight, Chad?
I'm a new listener. I just started listening Tuesday, and I'm really enjoying you guys.
Welcome, sir.
But you were talking last night about with the little boy with the pony and
yes.
the zoning issues and stuff like
yeah.
that.
Yes, this
and,
just
that
to
one
bring
might
our listeners
be my own
to,
issue.
Hang on a second. Okay. I didn't know if you're going to comment on that, but you're talking about there was a city government that was going to essentially force a mom to take a pony away from her son, a miniature pony, and this miniature pony happened to be used for therapy because her son had like quadriplegic cerebral palsy or something awful like that. And it turned out that they didn't end up taking the pony because a bunch of media came out and, you know, the town government got a lot of flack for it, so they kind of backed down from their position.
Plus, they had a payoff.
Yeah, after taking $1,100 from the woman. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Oh, yeah, I see. Mine was more about, like, the zoning issues and stuff like that. I'm a junior in high school. I attend a public school.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see if I can try and lay this out for you. The front of the school, to turn to get into the driveway to enter the front of the school, you have to turn down a neighborhood road, you know, a road that would be like for a neighborhood, 30
okay.
miles an hour speed limit, stuff like that.
Got it.
In the front of the school where they have the sign and the flag and a little garden, they have a sidewalk, and the sidewalk runs across the driveway to the entrance. And on the side of the school, there's a parking lot where they're for the students to park.
Mm-hmm.
You have the neighborhood road. Then you have the sidewalk, and then you have the parking lot.
Got it.
Well, the sidewalk, you know, it has grass on both sides. It's a big area. It's enough space for cars to park, of course. And for years, it's been going well. When the parking spot runs out of parking spaces, which they do very frequently because it's kind of a small parking lot,
mm-hmm.
you were allowed to park across the sidewalk. And the school's been allowing this for years. I've had to use the area for some time. It's saved me from being late to class for quite some time.
Okay.
Just recently, someone in the neighborhood complained to the police or to the one of the state officials or something.
Something.
About people parking across that sidewalk. So the police said they would start issuing written warnings and then parking violations.
So this is even though the school had made it clear that this is okay. The school had said this is fine. Now the police are saying differently.
Yes, yeah, that is exactly. So they said it's fine. They don't want us to obstruct the sidewalk. So students started talking. They said, well, this must mean that they just don't want us parking across, which is what we essentially had been doing. So we started parking long ways in the grass, not across the sidewalk, but...
parallel to the sidewalk.
Yeah, parallel. There you go.
So was any portion of the car on the sidewalk?
No,
okay.
It was in the grass. Yeah. Parking like that, I parked like that. I was running late, traffic was really bad one time, I parked like that. Walking out of school, I was walking to my car, and right there on my window shield was a parking violation for $50.
$50?
Yeah, $50. And so was everybody else who parked there. I had to pay $50 for the parking violation. We were told we would get a written warning first.
Yeah.
I never got one.
Yeah, talk is cheap.
Well, this is the difference between reality and you know, and what the government says things are going to be like.
Right.
Because people imagine that everything's going to be fair and equitable.
And they can say whatever they want.
But, the cops are essentially sent out there, go stop this from happening. So, you know, that's where they go generally. Sometimes, there's sometimes they give out warnings, but things just are inconsistent.
Yeah.
So did you go and pay the $50?
What'd you say?
Did you pay the $50 fine, or are you contesting it?
Of course you did.
What you gonna do?
Well, I mean, you could take it to court, couldn't you?
Yeah. Well, I you know, I considered writing maybe our local congressman or something about that. I had been meaning to ask the school because my mom contacted the school about this. You know, she said, well, why is my son getting a parking violation? First of all, he never got a warning. Why are him and many of his fellow students getting a parking violation for parking somewhere that they've been allowed to park for the longest time? And they said, well, they really don't know who made the complaint. They just said they think it's somewhere. They think it was someone in the neighborhood. But mm-hmm. The police just called the school up one day and told them they would start issuing tickets if people parked right there anymore.
So apparently that includes the green grass as well, not just the sidewalk. And whatever it was the police initially said was completely misleading and false, and they're going to go after you anyway. It might have been interesting to take it to court and say, look, here's the official school policy. Here's what the cops said. Here's what happened. I wasn't on the sidewalk, and see if the judge would waive it. But, you know, like you said, it's $50. What's your time worth?
And you've got there's also school that day. But I think that you probably would have learned a heck of a lot more going to court than you would have from, you know, what you learned at school that day.
But that's probably true, too. Well, I thank you for bringing that story up. Any other comments for us, Chad?
No, I'm enjoying the show a lot, and I look forward to listening to you guys more and maybe making a few calls in.
Very good. We look forward to hearing from you. Always interesting to hear from those who are stuck in the government day prisons, the indoctrination camps known as government schools. Thank you, sir. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. He mentioned writing the congressperson for the area. And that reminded me of an email that I spotted a few days ago that I wanted to share here, because we've talked about the Campaign for Liberty on this show in the past. This is the organization that kind of got Ron Paul's blessing, I guess, when he was wrapping up his presidential campaign. He kind of announced the birthing of this new organization to keep the Ron Paul ball rolling, if you will, the kind of the pro-liberty movement that he created around himself, or that the movement essentially created around him, however you want to look at it. And so campaignforliberty.com is their website. We've talked about it before, and I had asked the question in the past, well, what is it about the Campaign for Liberty that sets it apart from the rest of the liberty organizations? And I couldn't really figure out what was so different about this particular lobbying group. I mean, it just seems like yet another interest group for liberty people to get involved in. I'm not saying that's a bad thing. More competition, fine. I'm all in favor of competition. But I was just wondering if there was anything that was special about it besides the fact that I think Ron Paul might have rolled in his campaign money into it. I'm not sure.
I believe that's the case.
I believe that's the case. So allegedly this group has a lot of money to play with. And so their recent email is about the auto bailout, which apparently failed in the Senate, by the way.
Yeah, well, here's the good news. But do you remember that Monday when the banking bailout got stopped?
Mm-hmm.
And then by that Friday they had it
started again,
in place? I'm sorry, once bitten, twice shy. I'm of the opinion that the auto manufacturers are going to get some kind of bailout.
Well,
from
apparently
somewhere.
They've gone after. I think they're going after the White House now, asking for a chunk of the already approved $700 billion.
Yeah.
So they're just going to try to get a bit of that divvied toward them.
It's not that 700 out of the they're only asking for 16
or something.
You know, 60 billion or 15 apiece.
60?
I don't know. Something like that. And
the numbers have changed, and so you're right, Mark.
And they will change. They'll continue to change, and they'll get high. If they get whatever they get, they're going to need more anyway.
But the Campaign for Liberty patting themselves on the back here maybe a little bit, because they sent out an email on December 10th. Asking people to contact their so-called representatives about the auto bailout. And the email that I got from them is urgent. Stop the auto bailout. And they go through some points as to why this is a, you know, bad idea. And of course, they're absolutely right on their position. And then they say, well, here, you need to go to campaignforliberty.com, and you can get sample letters and your representative's contact information and take action right away. And so I went to the website, and I thought I was expecting to see something like what I've seen on many other sites, and that is some sort of form that you can fill out where you enter your name and your address information, and then it kind of picks your the so-called representatives for you and puts them into a letter and then sends it off via email.
Like Downsize DC, that's what they do.
Well, Downsize DC goes an extra step beyond just sending an email to a senator or a representative. And I'll tell you what I found here in a moment, and I have to say I was not impressed with what they've got going on. I understand it's a brand-new organization, the beginning of their lifespan, and they probably haven't had a chance to really put down enough roots. So we'll give them credit for doing what they've done, but to make it sound like these, this is like some radical, new, amazing organization, I just don't know. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
How confidential is email? Consider this fact. In a recent survey of IT professionals, over 35% admitted to snooping through their boss's email. It's just one of the many privacy risks that come from relying on this aging technology. If such risks bother you, visit privacyharbor.com, a secure alternative that keeps messages private and beyond the reach of eavesdroppers. privacyharbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
Read Drop Dead Gorgeous, the debut horror novel by liberty-loving Irish author Wayne Simmons. Meet horror's new bad girls in the chilling page turner, hailed by David Moody, author of Haters, as completely brilliant. Drop Dead Gorgeous is available from Amazon.freetalklive.com and all other major online retailers. Go to DropDeadDolls.com now for more details. Live free, then die.
Santa, Christmas Eve, and you haven't left yet?
Ho, 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 ho! No! I can't find my keys.
Here's the perfect gift. Our patented Find One, Find All Key Finder, or FOFA XD for short. Once a FOFA key finder is attached to each of those easy-to-lose things, it can find and be found by all the rest. Use your wallet to find your keys to find the remote control, or any of them to find an uncharged or muted cell phone. FOFA goes through walls, cushions, and laundry baskets up to 30 feet, and projects a loud 90-plus decibel beep. And new for Christmas, there's even a FOFA just for eyeglasses.
Where did I put my glasses, Mrs. Claus? Oh, here they are.
Luckily, Rudolph's nose isn't the only thing that lashes.
Order your FOFA today with batteries included along with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 866-245-8670. That's 866-245-8670. Or buy online at findonefindall.com. Again, that's findonefindall.com.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call Acola Blue right now at 866-585-4044. That's 866-585-4044. Or visit Acola Blue at ECOLOBLUE.com today.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Join us on the phones at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything. That is the point of the program, 1-800-259-9231, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And as I mentioned, our website, freetalklive.com. We've got a wiki with over 1,800 pages created by listeners like you. You can go to wiki.freetalklive.com to get interactive and edit virtually anything you see. W-I-K-I, wiki.freetalklive.com.
Did you know that over 35% of IT admins admit to snooping through their boss's email? Shouldn't your business email be more secure? PrivacyHarbor.com is an email alternative that's private and confidential, and it's guaranteed. PrivacyHarbor.com, because normal email is not secure. You can go over to PrivacyHarbor.com and get a free account today.
So why am I picking on the Campaign for Liberty? I mean, there are all kinds of liberty-oriented organizations out there. This is a liberty-oriented radio show. Why is it that I'm choosing this one organization to pick on? And I don't want it to seem like I'm being mean to these folks. I'm hoping that this will be some level of constructive criticism, but at the same time, I'm also kind of shocked. I'm also kind of stunned that their organization is not better than I expected. It's not as much as good or better than I expected it to be. And the reason I guess I'm shocked is because, well, during the Ron Paul campaign, there was such an outpouring of support, such a wonderful decentralized movement. I mean, if you paid attention to the Ron Paul campaign, you know that that it wasn't the campaign at all that got Ron Paul to be popular. It was his supporters going out there and creating really original, attractive websites, campaign signs, all doing it all on their own, going out, organizing, meeting up with one another, all just spontaneously happening. This wonderful spontaneous order that just sort of popped up around the Ron Paul campaign was just amazing to watch. The people that supported Ron Paul did all of the fundraising for the campaign. And as a result of this wonderful decentralized activity, millions upon millions of dollars rolled into the campaign accounts. Now, from what I understand, some of those millions was rolled into the Campaign for Liberty after the Ron Paul campaign was over. And this Campaign for Liberty was supposed to pick up the torch and, you know, keep running. And so I kind of expected a little more than what I've seen from them so far. And what I've seen so far is essentially a blog site. Now, there's nothing wrong with a blog, but that's essentially what the Campaign for Liberty website is.
People do that for free.
People do blog for free. That's true.
So, I mean, the millions, where are they? What's going on with them? I donated. You donated.
I donated to the Ron Paul campaign, not to the Campaign for Liberty.
Right. But that's where, millions of the dollars went to the Campaign for Liberty, right?
Right. So, I mean, with the web talent that these guys have at their disposal, I mean, if Ron Paul wants a new website built, all he'd have to do is send an email, and I'm sure 20 people would email back, oh, sure, I'll build a website for free.
Yep.
You know? Whatever. What really kind of struck me, because I've been critical of the Campaign for Liberty in the past, just generally asking, well, what's the difference between this organization and the rest? It just seems like another lobbying group. But it could be a lobbying group with a great website. It could be a lobbying group with something to really write home about, something to really set them apart from the rest of the groups. But when I saw this recent email saying, well, we've got this auto bailout looming and we want you to take action and get in touch with the representatives about it, which is sort of, you know, just kind of the easy way to do things. Is certainly not very original of an approach, but nonetheless,
people call in all the time, say contact your representatives.
That's fine.
People know who their representative is.
Well, and it does say here that you can find that out on their website. So it says to keep reading for up-to-date news on the bailout, sample letters, and your representative's contact information, visit the blog at campaignforliberty.com and take action right away. And let me tell you, Mark, if you didn't take action right away, good luck finding what it was that they wanted you to take action on. If you didn't get that email on December 10th and take action on December 10th, good luck finding the blog entry that you're supposed to find the information that they wanted you to find. I mean, navigating this website is, I mean, they're sure there's a search box, but most people, that's not something that plugs in for most people. They want to go and they want to see the options. They want to see whatever the campaign is that's being highlighted. When you go to our friends over at downsizedc.org, which I think is the best website to contact so-called representatives with. This is the downsizedc.org should be setting the bar for everybody else to follow and to compete with. And the Campaign for Liberty isn't even close. When you go to the downsizedc.org website, the top campaign is right there at the top left of the page. It tells you what it is. There's a button you can click. You can go to that campaign, or you can read down further and see what some of the other campaigns have been. But whatever it is that downsizedc.org is campaigning for at that moment is right there at the top of the page. Now, downsizedc.org also has a blog, but that's not the front and center factor on their main website. So when you go to Campaign for Liberty's website, you've got to scroll through days and days worth of entries here to try to find the entry about how to contact the representatives for the auto bailout thing. And maybe it's because the bailout has not succeeded. It did not pass the Senate. Maybe they pulled the blog post? Because I'm looking here, Mark. I'm trying to find the entry that I found a couple days ago, and I can't even find it at this point. I can't even find the entry to go and send a letter to the representatives.
Mm.
I don't know why that is. Maybe they pulled it down. Well, what I did do was I figured, okay, well, maybe finding the representative's contact info is pretty easy, because they did give you a direct link to that on the email that they sent. And so I said, all right, well, I want to go find how easy it is to find the representative's contact info on this particular website. So I did that. I clicked their link, and it's showing me their Campaign for Liberty map. And okay, that's pretty easy. There's a map here of various different things. It doesn't say anything about taking action. It doesn't say anything about the campaign that is going on as far as contacting the representatives. But it does show a map, so just sort of figuring that if I clicked on New Hampshire, I'd be able to find the info. That's what I ended up doing. And it's telling me about the Campaign for Liberty local group, which is being headed up by Chris Lawless, great free stater here in New Hampshire. So he's apparently involved with the organization. And it's telling me about some of the things that are going on in New Hampshire, and that's great. And then you can go down further, and all the way at the bottom of the page, there is information on the representatives. But it's just textual information. It's just the address of their office. It's their phone number. It's the phone number in D.C. There's no plug-in, easy way for somebody to just bang out a quick email or something like that.
The more steps, the more people you lose along the way.
Right.
That's the reality.
There's no easy, a simple system to use to get in touch with these people. So if I wanted to get in touch with Carol Shea Porter or Paul Hodes or whoever,
as though I'd want to chat with them,
I would have to either pick up the phone and make a phone call, or they give me a link to their website where I could then go and try to navigate Carol Shea Porter's awful government website to figure out how to contact them through their website. So again, more steps to be involved there, or I could take the steps that I need to send snail mail. It's just not easy. Now, this is just a suggestion, okay, to those of you in the Campaign for Liberty. If you really have all that money out there, it wouldn't take a lot of money to get in touch with Jim Babka over at DownsizedDC.org, or heck, even the folks over at the Marijuana Policy Project or some of the other organizations that have these systems installed on their websites. This is just code. It's just programming code. You can take the code from one site, and you can copy it over to another site, and it doesn't take a lot of implementation. So it wouldn't be a big deal for you to contact some existing website to say, hey, where can I get that great program you have that allows people to send an email to their so-called representatives? Oh, sure, we'll sell that to you for $500 or whatever it would cost. It would not be that much money. It might even be open source. I mean, who knows? But it doesn't appear they've gone through any of that effort with the Campaign for Liberty. So consider this a constructive critique. Your website's hard to use, and contacting representatives through it is laughable. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com, or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
The United States is bankrupt, and the bankers want you bankrupt also. How would you like to be debt-free in 90 days guaranteed? DebtCrisisSolutions.com has helped tens of thousands out of debt since 1993 and will free you from the debt trap. DebtCrisisSolutions.com legally guarantees to put an end to wage garnishment, bank levies, and liens, and you won't pay one dime to creditors. With Debt Crisis Solutions program, you'll also restore your credit history and be protected from legal action without making one more payment to creditors. DebtCrisisSolutions.com specializes in credit report restoration restoration, preventing wage garnishment and bank levies, liens, and judgments. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Become debt-free in 90 days, guaranteed. Call Debt Crisis Solutions now for a free consultation at 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Drinkin' Mate proudly presents another mind-boggling episode of America's toughest quiz show, That's Too Complicated. Let's see if we can figure out which contestant got the intellectual edge after an evening of partying by using Drinkin' Mate.
For 20 points in the win, Nilt, GLUR5 and blank kinate receptor subunits in hippocampal neurons co-assemble to form functional receptors.
Pony?
Oh, too bad. Yes, Chip!
The logical companion of GLUR5, GLUR6.
You've won the game!
Hey, life is like a game. And if you want to win, you've got to give it your best every day, which doesn't always happen after an evening of celebrating with friends and family. That's why there's Drinkin' Mate, a patented formula of guava leaf extract proven to reduce the effects of hangover. It restores balance to your body, keeping headaches and nausea at bay, and it really works. Tell them, Don.
Drinkin' Mate. I wouldn't be able to read this without it.
Available at quality retailers nationwide. Drinkin' Mate urges you to please drink responsibly.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, and they include the archive. So if you've missed a moment of the show, just click and download right there on the front page of the website. Archives going back for an entire year, all free for you at freetalklive.com. And if you love liberty, then you should check out Bureaucrash Social. It's the place for you to connect with freedom fighters from around the world. Now, you want to talk about a website that has it together. Bureaucrash Social, it looks good, it's easy to use, and at Bureaucrash Social, you can share your ideas, obtain resources, and document your activism, as well as find awesome videos and pictures uploaded by other crashers. Go to bureaucrash.com to learn more. That's bureaucrash.com. We go to Dennis in New Hampshire. Dennis, have you been over to Bureaucrash Social yet?
Yes, I have. I got a bunch of quote-unquote friends over there.
Excellent. So you're in New Hampshire. What's on your mind tonight?
Actually, before I touch on what I wanted to call about, I wanted to make a little announcement. Yet another porcupine has arrived in New Hampshire, this one doing it the one way that you can go without crossing any kind of government border. The newest porcupine was born on Wednesday, and myself and Irina are proud parents.
Oh, wow. Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Very cool.
Yeah, so, wow, we're going to breed them out of existence. I tell you, we're just going to take over by numbers. That's how it's going to work. I can see it.
Well, it's certainly one strategy, and it can't be discounted. No doubt about that. So.
It's kind of fun, you got to admit.
Well, I guess. Hold on a second. I don't know if it's fun for the lady. I'm not sure. I mean, looking at some footage of women giving birth, it doesn't look like the most fun part. Maybe the 9 months beforehand part is fun, but I don't know if giving birth is that much fun. I'm not going to go out on that limb.
The 9 months is not fun. Let me tell you, it looks like hell. It really does. It's feeling sick every day, and yeah. Blah.
Okay.
Yeah, who wants that?
By the way, Julia is joining us here on the program for the remainder of the show tonight. Hello, Julia.
Hi.
All right. So Dennis is on the line. Go ahead with your thoughts.
So about the can- Campaign for Liberty, one of the other porks was really pushing that we should, you know, we should have a strong Campaign for Liberty presence here in New Hampshire. And because it's someone that I respect, I said, oh, fine, I'll go ahead and do it. And he said, you guys should be precinct leaders. So I said, fine, I'll be precinct leader.
Mm.
And it turns out what that means is you give them some money.
Okay.
So I went ahead and I shelled out. You know, I got my credit card out. Oh, geez. You know, why did I agree to do this? I gave them some money. And I guess, like, I'm a precinct leader now. I shelled out whatever it was, $35, I think.
Okay.
And when I – first of all, as far as I can tell, they're not doing anything.
There's
I
a
mean,
blog.
If they are doing anything, it's – yeah, well, there's that. But then I look at, you know, what we the real reason I think for me to be a precinct leader is just so I can occasionally post updates to just show – how ridiculously much is going on already here. I mean,
yeah.
The new legislature has not even convened in Concord here, and we've already got, you know, aside from already having people elected, like free staters elected, not just pro-liberty people, you know, we've already got stuff in the works. We've got, you know, we've got a bill saying that we're going to secede from the union if Oh, yeah, it's great stuff. If they try to implement a draft or any kind of national service,
oh, darn
this bill says that we secede.
I mean, that's
take
pretty,
our ball and go home if you try to do
that's,
that.
That's pretty good. It's a step in the right direction. We need a real secession bill, though. But
well,
hey,
I'll take a you know, if situation because I think that those if ones are better. You can get the bill passed, and then you've got you know when the time comes because you know the government's going to grow to have national service. So I'm
that's
for
a
the,
good point.
The
yeah.
if situation.
Yeah, that's a good point. All right. So basically, what you're pointing out here, Dennis, is that whatever it is that's being listed under the New Hampshire section of the Campaign for Liberty website. Is what the free staters are just doing on their own. It doesn't really have anything to do with the Campaign for Liberty.
Yeah, the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance, which was really set up by New Hampshire people in anticipation of free staters coming, you know, the LA is already doing stuff that is light years ahead of what the Campaign for Liberty would love to do someday if they got their act together.
Yeah.
So it's just... It's hard to put in perspective. You're talking about a logarithmic scale here. Like, you guys are having a great time at 1 trying to get to 2, but you're at, like, 100 trying to push for 1,000.
Yeah.
You know, it's like...
Yep. It's, you know,
I'm very happy that those people are learning some of the processes. Maybe they'll learn, you know, how to do some campaigning wherever they are. Of course, that won't translate well when they get to New Hampshire, where campaign not based on ads, but actually on meeting people.
Mm-hmm.
But I hope they'll learn a little bit about how to maneuver, although, like I said, it doesn't mean they'll have to unlearn some of that when they get to New Hampshire politics, where it really is person-to-person.
I think you're being kind, Dennis. I've got to say, I think you're being kind here.
What do you mean by that?
I've kept my mouth shut throughout this, and I've just got to say that I think it's so silly, this whole Campaign for Liberty thing.
What do you mean? What's silly?
It's a disaster.
It's just another libertarian lobbying group.
Libertarians, the critique has been leveled, and I have to agree with it to some extent, that some in the libertarian movement just want to start organizations that they can be in charge of. I am the precinct leader or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, Dennis, I'm not going after you. I'm only saying that some people want to be in charge of an organization.
Yeah.
And so they saw an opportunity. The Campaign for Liberty, if they would have just given their money, if Ron Paul had said, you know what, downsize D.C., Jim Babka used to be in charge of the Harry Brown campaign, give him the leftover money or whatever. Made the Campaign for Liberty, you know, give the money to an organization.
Heck, divvy up the millions amongst some organizations
that are already there instead of remaking the wheel.
Yeah, that's a good point.
And doing a really bad job of remaking the wheel, quite honestly. You know, one more thing, Dennis. The worst thing about the Ron Paul campaign was the Ron Paul campaign. I dealt with them on a pretty regular basis.
Trying to get Ron Paul on.
He came on one time, and you know, the returning calls wasn't good. They spent, I felt from an advertising standpoint, spent their ad dollars poorly. Just, you know,
now
the same organizations. Essentially, they've taken the campaign and turned it into the Campaign for Liberty. So it's the same organization. It's the same folks in there, and I got to say, I think it's going to amount to a big fat zero.
Yes.
Yeah, unfortunately, and you talk about being, you know, these people want to be in charge of an organization because then they think it'll work the right way. again, what I see happening here in New Hampshire, I love the Liberty Alliance. I love the fact that I left the Liberty Alliance as far as being on the board and being in charge. I left, and this is amazing, there's new people, there's new blood that came in behind me and are taking the thing forward, taking it to the next level, and now I'm just out there being a foot soldier and, you know, doing what I was doing before. It's like this incubator for people who actually do stuff. It's like what the Campaign for Liberty says that they hope they might be able to do someday.
Someday, yeah.
It's here, baby. It's all happening.
Yeah, I love that Mark pointed out, as you know, kind of categorized them as reinventing the wheel. And I feel like that's where a lot of the people who are pro-liberty today are at. Because the Ron Paul campaign was successful at bringing a lot of new people into the fold on this sort of liberty movement that we have out here in America, because it was so successful at bringing these people into the fold, essentially what you have is a lot of new blood that has come into the movement and that has absolutely no idea what to do. They have no experience at doing political action. They have no experience, certainly, in the realm of market-based activism or non-cooperation and those other things, but I mean, even in the world of politics, they're completely out of the loop. And so instead of listening to what the people who've been in this game for a long time have to say, they're just out there just trying to make all the mistakes on their own. And they will make all the mistakes on their own, and they will end up eventually learning it, but it's going to cost them. It's going to cost them time, and it's going to cost them money. Whereas if they were to just listen to people like you, Dennis, and Jim Back over at Downsize DC, and look to what has already been done, look to what has come before, learn from those mistakes, they could really save themselves a lot of time and effort.
Well, and they're so passionate about what they want, and they feel that they're empowered, and that's great.
Yeah.
And it's hard to tell someone while they're still young and immortal that if you stand in front of a car, it will roll right over them. I was just in the Amplifier chat room a few moments ago, and one of the guys there was saying, you know what, I'm gonna stay here in Vegas because Ron Paul did real well in Nevada, and you know we're gonna make it free here.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. All right. Well, you know, good luck with
that. Yeah, that's all you can say is like, okay, you know, you keep cracking at it. And then once you get tired of, you know, failure after failure, you look over to what we're doing here. And Dennis, hang on. I'm going to bring you back. You can tell us more about what's going on in New Hampshire in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need health insurance, you need to make this free call and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need flexible health insurance to get it. Don't take risks with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need quality family health insurance, call right now.
Call 800-524-1350, 800-524-1350. Call toll-free, 800-524-1350.
Market and plans vary by state. Not licensed in New York. Exclusions and limitations apply. North Richland Hills, Texas. Policy series on file. Association group plans, where available, require association membership.
So you finally decided you're going to stock up and store food. But why settle for bland, tasteless food? Why settle for less? There is an alternative. InternetGrocer.net. Enjoy the most delicious storable food at amazing prices. Enjoy creamy, delicious, real cheddar cheese in a can. Indulge in real canned meats and real canned butter. Storable meals from InternetGrocer.net will bring such variety and flavor you won't be able to tell you're actually eating storable food. You can purchase by the can or by the case. Choose a variety pack or an entire year's worth of food. InternetGrocer.net has non-hybrid seeds that will produce delicious food for you and your family. Ensure your food supply for years. Find out just how delicious storable food can be. Call 903-356-6443. That's 903-356-6443. Open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Or shop online at internet-grocer.net. Again, that's internet-grocer.net.
We all know that the Berkey water systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. The revolutionary Berkey Light self-sterilizing and recleanable purification elements purify water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and by extracting harmful chemicals such as herbicides, pesticides, VOCs, organic solvents, radon-222, and trihalomethanes. They also reduce nitrates, nitrates, sediment, and unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury. As an authorized dealer for over 2.5 years, serving thousands of satisfied customers, customers. We offer amazing specials for Berkey Light water systems. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey filter elements and free KDF shower filter for only $209, plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping and one KDF shower filter, a $49 value free for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now. Not yet available in Iowa.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, you can bring up anything. Just dial the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it is Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And if you like this show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Enter Amazon through that link. Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase, whatever it is that you're purchasing, whether it's brand new, used, 41 categories in which to shop, even if it's not even a product, even if it's a digital delivery of a movie or something like that, you're certainly welcome to. I guess that's technically a product, but not like, it's not something you can hold in your hands. We'll get a percentage if you enter through amazon.freetalklive.com. Again, that's amazon.freetalklive.com. Dennis did drop off the line. He said he had baby duty to attend to. So
that happens.
But he does call in from time to time to kind of give us an update on some of the action and the activism going on here in New Hampshire. We were talking about the Campaign for Liberty, the much-touted Campaign for Liberty, Ron Paul's sort of grandchild organization or child organization that he spawned when he finished his campaign. And I haven't met anybody who's been excited about it. I mean, Will Buchanan from the Walk for Liberty was at one point promoting the Campaign for Liberty, but he only really talks about the Free State Project these days. So I have not ever heard of anybody who's really jazzed up about what the Campaign for Liberty is doing because, well, as Dennis pointed out, he doesn't think they're really doing anything except putting stuff up on a blog.
Not much going on there. And, you know,
they did that convention.
I essentially have the same critique of just about every organization that's out there. That's, you know, not the ones that I believe in. I've been looking into this, you know, for years we've been looking at this. We want liberty organizations that work. Believe me, it's not the piddling little amount that the Free State Project gives us a month that, you know, the reason that we endorse it. We believe in this. And I got to say that I just think that most of the people out there are spinning their wheels. You know, we've looked into it. If you don't want to spend all the time researching them and waste your time, just go ahead and join the Free State Project and get up here. I know it requires moving. I know you'll have to move away from your friends and family, but I promise we'll supply you with some new friends.
Well, apparently some of the activists over in Nevada believe that they are on the cusp of achieving liberty out there, and Dennis was pointing out that he wishes them the best of luck, and I have to agree with him. You know, with all those people out there saying, I'm going to stick it out where I am, great. That's what you should do. If that's what you feel is right for you, I believe that's what you should do. Now, eventually, if you keep getting 2% in every single election, and eventually, if you feel like you're spinning your wheels and you're looking for another option, hopefully you'll think of the Free State Project, and you'll be listening to Free Talk Live, and you'll be hearing about, hopefully, some of the successes we'll be having
once
here.
Once you realize that whatever it is that you're doing is a failure, like we realized what we were doing as far as liberty went in Florida was a failure, and you don't pick the Free State Project, you know, you don't look at the Free State Project, realize that whatever it is that, you know, realize it's not a desire for liberty that you've got. It's a desire, you know, your goals in life center around your job or your family or whatever. That whatever you say about liberty is lip service. I mean, it may be important to you, but it's not important enough to pick up and move. It's not important enough to have picked up a musket like they did in the Revolutionary War and to stay out in the cold at Valley Forge like they did. You just don't have it.
Now, wait a minute. Now, I want to interrupt this here. Julia, is that pompous? Julia has accused me of being pompous.
No, it's not what you say. It's the way you say it sometimes.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
So have we been pompous here in this segment talking about the Free State Project?
I don't know.
Well, she's being coy with us here, Mark.
I know I'm arrogant.
Sometimes when you listen to the way Ian talks about the Free State Project, all I say is that you come off sometimes like a jerk, which is not good for recruiting people to the Free State Project.
I think it is.
Like, listen up, you losers over there. If you don't join the Free State Project with us cool people up here, I guess you'll just live a lame loser life. See you later, losers.
That seems a bit exaggerated.
Well, but I'm just pointing out that sometimes...
It's kind of how I feel, Julia. I mean,
I'm just saying,
and I'm sure it does come through in my voice. I'm gonna back her up on this. Yes, I'm arrogant for liberty. Yes, if you don't look at the Free State Project after a certain amount of failures, you're a loser. I'm like, you know, not a loser for liberty in your in your life. That's great. Your family's important and your job's important. I'm not saying those aren't, because those would be the reasons. But this is what works. So why bother trying to run a libertarian for the dog catcher position in your town? Why?
I just feel like sometimes the way Ian comes off is, if you don't put like activism as high on your priority list as Ian does.
Mm-hmm.
That you just suck at life, and I'm sorry, but I just don't think that's good for recruiting people, and that's how I feel you come off sometimes. And we're not just talking about a radio show. You're allowed to be a jerk on your own radio show, you know what I mean? I mean, Rush Limbaugh's a jerk, and all the rest of them are jerks, but Ian spends his time on message boards being a jerk too, and other internet. Yeah, so yeah,
I do the same thing. I've got to say, I do the same thing.
So that was my critique.
I think that there's a role for being blatant, you know, brutally honest with people in this movement. I mean, if they're saying that they believe they can achieve liberty where they are, I don't think there's anything wrong with me asking the question, well, how's that going for you? You know what?
Doing as much as we're doing up here. I feel like, okay, it's the way that you say it, though. Like, you just come off as a jerk, because I feel like when Dennis Goddard talks about the Free State Project, he does a really, really, really good job of not coming off like a jerk.
Maybe he's just not a jerk, and we are.
Yeah, probably.
It could be. You know, I don't.
I don't think you come off as big of a jerk as Ian. I think if someone calls up and says, you know, I can't move because my family, I love my mom, and she's going to die soon. Ian would say, she's going to die soon anyway, so just let her die. But you would, you know what I mean, be reasonably understanding. I never felt like you were as big of a jerk on that as
I think that Ian's passions lie in essentially one area. He's very focused, and he doesn't let things like family and all that other stuff. However, I think his little stint in jail where he got his Liberty Active merit badge, that he did get to see, oh, surprise, my freedom's important to me and my girlfriend's important to me. And I think he knew all along that you were important to him, because I've talked to him, and I know where he was willing to draw his lines and stuff. I just think that it was brought right into his face.
I don't think I've ever told anybody to pull the plug on their grandmother's deathbed in order to hasten their trip to New Hampshire.
I think she might be being somewhat hyperbolic.
I think she is, yes. But I understand where she's coming from, in that I am definitely in the camp of the New Hampshire Liberty activists, and I absolutely believe that this is the best choice for liberty, and that when other people say they've got something going on where they are, I say, well, we've got more going on here. I challenge you to prove otherwise, and I'm very challenging towards the other people in the movement, because I want them to think about, you know, what it is that they're doing. Is what they're doing really having an effect, or are they just telling themselves a story to make themselves feel like they're doing something?
I feel like a good example example is the way that you feel about people moving to Keene. Now, I understand that you want people to move to Keene, and that makes a lot of sense. But when my brother was choosing a place to move and he was kind of looking at different areas, I feel like you're very pushy about it. Like you were like, Keene, you could get a job in Keene. Oh, we got that in Keene. Whatever you need, it's in Keene. And then like now that he's in Portland or wherever.
By the way, he's made the point that he wishes he was in Keene. He's told me that. Well, and he wishes he was here in Keene.
Because he doesn't know anyone anywhere else. He only lived here for like a month.
So I'm gonna jump to my partner's aid here, and I don't know why. I really don't like him very much. But Ian, personally, in his own life, has probably signed up, a half a dozen people for the Free State Project?
Maybe about that, yes.
In Florida at that time, and I never met anybody, so good at it. I tried to get a few people to sign up. I didn't know the Liberty Activists as much. But when I saw him working the deals a couple of times, asking people tough questions.
I would
about
ask
it.
For the order. Do you want to sign up? Let's sign you up right now.
Absolutely would, and get people to do it. I will agree that he's pushy, but I would also agree that sometimes people will, confront things in their lives through somebody who's pushy. So I think that there's some value in it. I also think that there are people that are pushed away by it.
I agree with that.
And
but I'm not concerned with those people.
I'm pushed away by it, and I live here. Like, it bothers me.
Well,
just when I hear you talk, I think, what a jerk.
Well, apparently it works, Julia. I mean,
for some people?
For some people it works. And
how many
some
of
people?
The people, okay, you say it works because you got them to sign up. How many of those people have moved? So sign-ups, I'm a golden porcupine. None of them have, one of them, not even.
So should I not be advertising Free Keene? Should I not be promoting the website?
I'm not
saying
that you
shouldn't. What level of promotion is okay?
I didn't say there was anything wrong with promotion. I'm just saying that
you're
pushy.
You're in the combative phase. You got to step back, man.
I'm asking for a solution here.
No.
If she says something's wrong.
Just listen and accept what she says, and that's fine. It's good. And then, sort of internalize it. Don't ask those hard questions.
Because she hates it when I ask questions like that sometimes.
Listen to him. That gets really annoying.
1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Hour 3 is coming up. She's staring daggers at me right now. You can bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Read Drop Dead Gorgeous, the debut horror novel by liberty-loving Irish author Wayne Simmons. Meet horror's new bad girls in the chilling page turner, hailed by David Mooney, author of Haters, as completely brilliant. Drop Dead Gorgeous is available from Amazon.freetalklive.com and all other major online retailers. Go to dropdeaddolls.com now for more details. Live free, then die.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Did you miss your favorite shows on GCN today? Thanks to the continued support of our listeners, subscribers, and sponsors, we are proud to bring the GCN audience a new and exciting way to listen called On Demand. Available on GCNLive.com, On Demand plays each show continuously until the next time the show goes live. It's simple to use. Just go to GCNLive.com, click on the On Demand button, and find your favorite shows. Don't get discouraged. Get On Demand. Free. Thanks again to the listeners at GCNLive.com.
Ionic